but it became more and more hopeless. So in the end, I was really bad to accept everything that I hated about it. I couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah. So it went from pain to pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sweetheart, who would you be growing up with her without the thought my mother should be happy if you just didn't believe that?
I would probably be free.
My mother should be happy. Mm-hmm. So, sweetheart, turn it around. Can you find a turnaround? Turn the statement around.
In what way?
To the opposite. What is the opposite of my mother should be happy?
My mother should be unhappy.
Yes, welcome to reality. Everything has its job. You know, the flower's job is to be pink. This one is to be red. And the wall's job is to hold up the ceiling. And some people's job is just to be unhappy. We don't have to like it. We don't get a vote. It is the way that it is. It is what it is until it's not. So that's the war with reality. How do I know my mother should be unhappy? She is. Again, we don't have to like it. But now let's find out what we can do. Okay, my mother should be happy. Can you find another turnaround? Put you on it. I
should be happy.
Yes. If you think it's so easy, you be happy. Your mother showed you how not to live. She showed you how to live if you want to be unhappy. She's a wonderful teacher.
Yeah, and I got it all right.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you have. So, continue to read.
What I feel about her is that she's sick and hopeless and...
Turn it around.
I am sick and hopeless.
Yes, when you mentally go into your mother's business. Mm. Three kinds of business in all of the universe. That's all I could find. My business, your business, and their business. No. Mine, yours, and God's. One is mine, yours. That's why I have to keep it very simple. Yeah. So whose business is it if you're happy?
It's my business.
Whose business is it if your mother's happy?
It's her business.
Her business. And little boys don't know that growing up. And grown men don't know it when they're growing up. They feel responsible. And they try their whole lives to change it. And their mothers are still unhappy. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes. So read that one again.
The way I wrote it?
Uh-huh.
I think that she's hopeless and she's sick and she's impossible and yes. I'm still very caring. She's a very caring woman.
Yes. Yeah. So turn it around.
I am impossible. I am sick.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I'm hopeless. But I'm very, I'm very caring.
Yes, you are. Very sensitive. Mm. Very caring. Yes, so those portraits of what we think of other human beings is really what we experience inside and project out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you write for number 5 or number 4? What did you write for number 4? I need.
I need her for her to love herself and for her to love her children.
Okay. She did not love her children. Is that true? Can you absolutely know that that's true, that she did not love her children?
Yes, okay, she loved us, but she wasn't there for us. She was.
So is that a yes or no?
It's a no.
She did not love her children, is that true?
No, that's not true.
No. So just experience that for a moment. Have you ever loved anyone and experienced that you're angry and you strike out? Well, you're just like her.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah, sometimes. So, how do you react when you think the thought, my mother does not love us?
I hate her for it.
And then, what are your actions?
I get cold.
Yes, cold. So, you lose the awareness of love when you think the thought, your mother doesn't love you.